something is wrong, and it's time to stand up. You are listening to the John Age Show.
Trust no one. Trust no one. Trust no one.
You found it. You're here. You're headlong down the runaway train that is the Anomicade, and I am your host. Dialed in and ready today in the not-so-wee hours of the p.m. coming at you at 2:33 Eastern Standard Time. I'll be your tour guide this afternoon as we take a somewhat satirical journey down the path of murder, destruction, mayhem, and the extermination of human life on this planet. A forced march into obsolescence thrust upon us by a global satanic death cult of pedophiles. Thanks for tuning in. Please check out AnomicAge.com. If you've not already done so, like all the likes, subscribe to all the subscriptions, paypal.me/AnomicAge, patreon.com/AnomicAge as well. Like all the likes, subscribe to all the subscriptions. We got the Lightning link as well if you want to contribute via Satoshis. We've also got free newsletter, free iPhone app, free Android app. Subscribe by email and a free newsletter. This is going to show up as a video, a.k.a. information breakdown segment. It's a little shorter for those who can't digest a full episode. So we got 30 minutes. Let's do this. Once again, I'm going to say paypal.me/AnomicAge, patreon.com/AnomicAge as well. It would help me oh so much if you would subscribe, if you would become a patron. If you'd like all those likes, put some kind comments for the algorithms, especially on iTunes. I feel like I'm not getting much love on iTunes, even though I know very well I'm getting a lot of listens on iTunes. So share those links, become a patron. Hit the PayPal button there, make a little Kwan donation. And if you could do nothing more, just kind words. Little high fives, what those little thumbs up icons, whatever the things are, helps in the algorithms. So, enough of that. If you're looking at the title of this episode, of course, it's the return of the Q-Psyop. And this is going to be probably a show that'll garner a lot of down thumbs, a lot of unlistens, unfollows, maybe some gestures of hatred. I hope so, I guess. I don't know. Because I'm never going to fall in line with this mess, man. I'm never going to fall in line with this Q-Psyop. It is a laugh. And I don't think this is even going to be a satirical episode. This is going to be a real episode. So this is me being real, folks. So nobody wants that, I assure you. But yeah, we're going to talk a little about the Q-Psyop and how it has been resurrected. I cannot believe that people are still falling for this. I cannot believe that it's garnered any traction even after the obvious, that was a whiff, and a whiff. Like we're three strikes in and the batter's still in the batter's box. And for some reason, the pitcher's still throwing pitches. I just can't believe it. But here we are. And I mention that just because it's all over social media. There's these sort of little echoes, these murmurings, these feather drops in the pond of the force saying, oh, look, it's Q time again, slaves. It's Q time again, groveling moronic idiots. Let's get behind another stupid psyop and do nothing. And it's really just unfathomable to me. And I hearken back to the Q phenomenon and the idiocy that was going up into our last election. And I think it had disastrous effects because it got people to do nothing. It got people to trust the plan. Where we all go, we one go, or whatever the stupid bleep that is. Where we go one, we go all. That says, yo-ho-ho, strength through work, you know. On the Arch of Auschwitz. Yes. Strength through nothingness should be the moniker of America. Strength through doing nothing. Strength through zero. Yeah, that's the zero-sum gain of the American people. It's really just comical, man. It'd be funny if it weren't so unfunny, you know? And so there we sit. Now it's coming back again. And it must be getting a lot of love because, I mean, it's all over the internet. It's Q's back. Okay. Oh, did you see this? Here's a reflection in this watch. And here's a paper on the desk. And oh, yeah. And just to cue the idiots, please fact check the image for this show. Oh, my goodness. It's going to upset everyone. It's JFK with his kids and they're dressed for Halloween. Oh, my gosh. You know how horrible Halloween is. Halloween's horrible. I mean, that's what is just so beyond belief in our society today. You know, newsflash, which should have been a news obvious to everyone. All of our holidays are predicated on occult holidays. Our whole calendar predicated on occult. Our whole day of the week predicated on occult. I mean, it's all occult. So what? So what? I get so blipping sick of it, folks. I saw something the other day. It wasn't even some Jehovah's Witness fruitcake. It was like, oh, birthdays are really a secret incantation. You're really calling upon some spell. It's a spell-weaving ritual. I'm just freaking so sick of it, folks. Every time you turn around, there's something else that's really bad, and you really shouldn't do birthdays. You really shouldn't celebrate Christmas. And don't you dare bring an evergreen into this house, or you're a satanic demon, occult ritual, fake Christian. You're going to hell, I tell you. And it's really just exhausting and irritating and just silly. I mean, it really is, folks. That's where I stand on this. Stand where you want. I just doesn't concern me, really. I just don't care. Oh, my goodness. I kind of harken back to an old Eric Clapton song, which I'm sure is a satanic devilish incantation. It's in the way that you use it. It is. It is in the way that you use it, folks. That's my take on it. I'm sure I'm a satanic priestess covering one eye, holding a triangle with my hands when I'm sitting and manspreading or whatever the bleep. It's just all in the way that you use it, in my humble opinion. So, sure, if Halloween is a satanic ritual holiday for you, then yeah, then that's where you fall. If it's a holiday to dress spooky, put some stuff in the house and otherwise get candy and play spooky music in the yard, that's not a satanic ritual. That's not a satanic incantation. No. Look into the finders. Look into Jeffrey Epstein. Look into these pedophile rings and these real satanic demons in our society. You'll see a real sharp contrast. I guarantee it. And if Christmas, even though it's not really his birthday, even though he might not, even all this bull, whatever. Whatever at this point. Whatever. I don't care. I'm getting sidetracked because I'm so disgusted. But yeah, feel free to look at the image for this show. It's JFK with his kids. He's in the Oval Office. There's a black cat and someone's dressed as a witch. Oh my, looks like there's a skeleton as well. Oh my heavens. Oh goodness. Did the Q people check what the clock says? There's a clock over there on the bookcase. What are those two ships in the background? Are those, do those mean something? Are those symbolic ships of JFK in the Oval Office with the ships, huh? Oh my, I believe there's gilded flags in the background. Oh, it's an admiralty court. He's really not even... That's not even him. It's an admiralty court. And I think he's probably wearing a mask. I don't even think that's really JFK. I mean, this is just... Oh, I forgot. There's an article on the desk. What is the article? Will someone Photoshop it and flip it around and sharpen the contrast and tell us what that article really is? I think that's a cue drop, I tell you. It's so maddening. The reality of our opened asylum, you know, I mean, people, oh, Jeff, well, Reagan, he put all those insane people on the streets. He closed a lot of these asylums. Well, folks, I'm starting to think that might be legit because our whole effing society is an asylum right now. The whole freaking thing, folks. Patriot community. Communist cult, various religious cults, people cutting off stuff and stapling stuff on. Our whole society is an open just asylum. I mean, it's hilarious. It's really kind of nuts. But wait, there's more. You know, 'cause I say all this because as our society is, like, the Titanic has almost flipped vertical here, and we're on that vertical slide where the boat has, and I know it wasn't really the Titanic. I know it wasn't even a real boat. It wasn't even the sea. They were in a sea of jello on the set of some movie, whatever. Yeah. But hypothetically, if the Titanic were a boat, and if there were ever a ship that ever sunk in the human history of life on this planet, the boat is turning upright and vertical, and the boat is snapped in half, and we're on that vertical slide into the abyss, into the water, which I know it isn't really water, and I know it's not really a globe, and I know it's really just a firmament, and there's no satellites, there's no planets, there's no life. Hey, it's all just fake, right? We're all just on a movie set, and none of this is really real, because it's really all an upside-down firmament and an ice wall, and we're on the set of a Stanley Kubrick movie, and nothing's real. There's no planets. I mean, when you look out with the naked eye into the sky, that's just a Truman Show projection by Stanley Kubrick, who's still alive because he's hanging out with JFK and Bigfoot and Elvis. That's where we're at, folks. I mean, the insanity is just everywhere. But I say all that to say this. So while people are buying into the mess, I don't even care if the mess is legit or not, you know? I mean, I think, the sealed indictments. You just see the video. They all got sealed indictments, and they all gasped when they opened this envelope. And, well, nothing's happened to these freaks. They're all still there. You know, like, we, the citizenry of the hypothetical planet, which we all know is not real, it is really on a firmament out in deep space and jello and Bill Cosby or whatever. You know, all this bull. So while we're all feeding into the stupid fear, the stupid sphere, there we go. The stupid sphere. We're all feeding into the stupid sphere. You know, these people that were all supposed to be gone and hung, and well, they really are. They're all, that's why you haven't seen Hillary in a couple of days. Well, she was hung 6 years ago, and it was really a guy with a mask. And so why we're all feeding into the stupid sphere and believing whatever? Yeah, in reality, reality is looking like the X-rated version of One Flew Over the Cuckoo's Nest, folks. I mean, it is complete bedlam. But meanwhile, people are still posting about Q, and they're still saying, well, it's all really a flat Earth, and it's all really jello. And I mean, folks, when you look outside, when you do that Gerald Celente thing and you look at Main Street, not Wall Street, when you take a pulse at the real society around you, I'll just ask you this. What does any of that matter? So when you see that you're on the vertical decline, hanging on to the stern of the ship, and it's going down like a missile. I know missiles aren't real either. Satellites aren't real. There's no atomic bombs. There's no guns. There's no gunpowder. I mean, none of this is real, for heaven's sakes, folks. None of it's real. But when you're on that hypothetical, if you believe in ships and water, decline, what point is it to discuss these other things? You know what I mean? So let's say it's all real, that everything I've just poo-pooed and said was a lot of balderdash. So it's all flat, no satellites, no rockets, no bombs, no nothing, no gravity, nothing's real. Well, what seems to be very apparent is that the rest of the citizenry on the asylum are cuckoo for Cocoa Puffs. I think it's Washington State that has just basically legalized cutting stuff on and stapling stuff off of children. No parental consent needed. So you'll just, all these mentally deranged fruit bats that are not 18 will all flock to this state like a pilgrimage to the Mecca of castration. I mean, ironically, the Muslims want to cut off clits and everything else, and I guess the other cultish fruit bats are going to cut off more than that. They're going to cut off a whole lot more than that. So, yeah, while you're rearranging deck chairs and worried about the globe and Q and satellites and atomic bombs, whether or not any of that is legitimate, here in the legitimate three dimensions of our tactile, we can touch it, smell it, see it with our own senses reality. Our reality is completely bleeping nuts. You got people on the regular saying they're going to take your kids and groom them. You got all three branches of government gone. That's another hilarious. All the judiciary and the seal. These fruit bats, you know, to rephrase an old phrase, wouldn't and couldn't indict a ham sandwich. They'll indict patriots. They'll indict people defending themselves. They'll indict people that walked on the, you know, the special carpet or some nonsense, you know what I'm saying? But they won't indict the criminals. So, again, yeah, there's just binary stupidity. Well, it's going to be the next election. The election was a fraud. It didn't work then. It's not going to work now. What, did you have a fairy princess shake their wand over the ballots that are coming out in 2024? Is that what's going to happen? Is that it? Oh, well, we're going to get out there and take to the polls. No, you're not. No, you're not. That didn't happen in last election. And where it did happen, nothing happened anyway. Well, we're going to prove. Well, so what? You proved all that then. So what? What happened? Nothing. Nothing happened. So while people are arguing, posting, and going around, this is my hill to die on, over stupid trivialities, the reality of the real three-dimensional world that we live in is going from bad to worse. Any people following what's going on at the border? Any people following Michael Yon's work that there's just countless buses of countless individuals from Asia coming over here? Along with the already third-world hordes that are coming over here. Anybody miss that? Along with Bill Gates already admitting they've been toxifying your food. But, I mean, that was already prima facie because we've known about GMOs for 20 years. Oh, they're going to put mRNA vaccines in the meat. And this is something you should figure out. Anytime they tell you they're going to do something, that means they've done it for 10 years. In this case, they have openly admitted they've done it since 2018. Like, oh, whoops. So they've been openly putting mRNA shots in the meat that everyone's consuming, along with those dolts that took the vaccines on their own accord. Did you miss the chemtrails, that geoengineering thing? That's been going on for 20, 25 plus years now. No, it's not. Take a look at the sky. Do you see all those weird patterns up there? Whatever could that be? You think the pilots are just playing tic-tac-toe for fun? Yeah, we just took the planes out from the base and we decided, eh. I got checkmate, Bob. I'm going for the zero, for the O. Okay, fine. All right, Jim. Guess what? I'm going for the X in the third corner, right? Yeah, that's it. Just nothing to see here. Operation Popeye, what was that? 50 plus years ago? No big deal. So they got the food. They got the water. I mean, did you see the Flint, Michigan thing from about 5 years ago? Oh, that was a big whiff. And in case you missed that, there's fluoride in the water and chlorine in the water. That's been going on since the 40s. That's no big deal. And people are wondering why there's such a decline in intellect. Why is everyone stuck to their devices? Because they're addicted to their devices. Just like they're addicted to booze. Just like they're addicted to drugs. Just like they're addicted to attention. Of course they are. That's why they pander for clicks. Let's see what I can do to get more clicks. Well, if I take off this and, you know. It's just hilarious, isn't it? So while all this is going on in three dimensions, The Q's going to save us again. Q's coming back. The revenge tour. Q didn't show up during the elections. Q didn't show up during the election of the squad. Q didn't show up ever. But wait a minute. I found some image. And then there's a clock in the background. And there's a symbol on the wall. And oh my gosh, I think somebody gave a hand signal, which really means Q in the Jewish alphabet of gematria and cultic circles and seventh witches on the... Yeah. So I don't really mean for this to be a course episode. I mean for this to be a I'm being real with you episode. That it's time to probably dispense with the falderal and actually get into the real. You know what I'm saying? Like, yeah, they're really at war with the kids because they know if they can get the kids, then it doesn't matter what you do because that next generation's a lock. There really is a depopulation agenda that's about a century plus old because they want you dead. And the 5G and the food and the air and the water and smart meters, chemtrails. There's a reason why they're doing all this. It's not because they love you. It's not because they want you to stick around. They want you to stick around long enough to pull all the levers and make sure the machines are functioning till they can milk you dry with the big pharma after they've already lobotomized you in K-12 indoctrination, college, university, weaponization, a.k.a. the cult of academia. So you're virtually an automaton dolt in the first place. That's their game plan. That's what they want you to be. So as the hypothetical boat is going down, it really doesn't matter what color the boat is, whether or not the boat is a sailboat, an inboard, an outboard, a diesel, a gas-powered, or a solar. So we can figure out what shape everything is and the legitimacy of stuff after we have righted the ship, or at least after we've gotten into the lifeboats and jettisoned ourselves from the sinking mess. That's what I'm trying to get people to sort through here. This mess doesn't matter, just as the stupidity of black versus white or red versus yellow or all these other racial boxes, that doesn't matter either. It just doesn't. We can figure that out and we can all fight upon those hills after we've at least gotten them to stop grooming the kids, killing us all softly via the soft kill, after we've stopped the asymmetrical warfare that's going on all over the United States. I mean, in case you have missed this, it's kind of a big deal. Every single day, there's another fire, explosion, derailment, shooting. It's every single day. And I know the critics, well, there's always been that, and now they're just focusing on it. Well, I don't follow that line of logic any more than I follow the, well, autism's always existed. We've just gotten really good at predicting it in the last 20 years. Yeah, that's equally stupid. No. I think we are seeing it all come down. All these asymmetrical warfare events of explosions, burnings, gas spills, train cars spilled with all sorts of toxic chemicals, attacks on bridges, attacks on the electrical infrastructure. I mean, it's all just seems to be suddenly on the rise, doesn't it? I can't imagine why. And I'm going to do a show, perhaps in just a moment, actually, because I'm going to cut this one a little short. I'm going to do a show on people's addictions. The addictions are killing you also. No one wants to talk about it. That's the other elephant in the room. Like, we want to grovel to the globalist masters, and we want to simultaneously argue amongst ourselves over what color the sinking ship is, or whether or not the ship is sinking in the Atlantic or the Pacific, or if the ship's actually on a movie set and we're all just actors, whatever the case may be. People want to argue over that, whether or not, you know, that's legitimate while it's all coming down. And while they're all on pharmaceuticals, on booze, on weed, on mushrooms, man, because it's opening my third eye and they really want to calcify it. I'm opening it, man, by taking microdoses of hallucinogens and stuff and things. Okay. That's all I got. I go, okay. A friend of mine and I often discuss this because at some point you are surrounded by so much stupid that it's really just incumbent upon you to no longer hold the hand of the people, of the friend, of the child, of the spouse, of the loved one, whatever. You've got to let go and just say, I've done the best I can. You are clearly beyond help. Make your own mistakes. Sink or swim. I'm done. And it's very hard to do, but I think that's what we've got to do with the masses on both sides, the right and the left, that are stuck on stupid in whatever cultic belief system they're involved in. We got to just say, hey, man, I love you. I don't wish you ill will or any harm, but I got to go. I got to move on. You know, it's 101 in battlefield tact. You know, you got 20 people injured. You go to the one that's the most likely to die. If you can help them, great. If you can't, you got to move on to the next. So if somebody's been shot in the chest, you're not going to go over to the guy that just scratched his finger on the trigger guard. You're going to go over to the guy that's just been shot in the chest. If that injury is too vast, nothing you can do but say a prayer and move on to the next person. Even if that's just the guy with the trigger guard, you know? Like, guy's been shot 4 or 5 times in the heart. He's bleeding out on the ground. Say a prayer. Move on to the guy with the trigger guard scratch, you know? That's just how you got to do it. Because everybody is not on that same level or that same plane. There's still people that don't even know what these vast occult rituals are doing, what these vast pedophile rings are really involved in. So, you know, you got to try to help those who can be helped, help those who will seek help. That's all you can do. That being said, I'm going to come back here in a moment and do another show on the addictions. You can't do everything, but you can do something. Be safe out there. I'll be seeing you sooner than later in the Anomic Age.
Thank you for listening to The Anomic Age, a John Age project. For past shows, further info, and to comment, go to AnomicAge.com. That's AnomicAge.com. Till next time, thank you for listening to The Anomic Age. I'm gonna go to the next one.